Is money a cure? We often think, oh, if I had a lot of money, that would be so fun. That would be so much fun. And then it might happen that we win in the lottery or we get a heritage. We don't know even what to do with the money. It's often so that when we want to earn a lot of money, that it becomes more a problem than a solution of a good life. Because earning a lot of money would bring us in a direction which is not really what our heart desire is, what our dream is. We think of the money, of how much we would earn, but we really forget our dream. I know a couple of friends and who are very talented, and they could do anything in life, but their focus is more of earning a lot of money than following their dream. Well, I once have been, just for the fun of it, at a seminar where they were speaking how to earn a lot of money. And the speakers were excellent. I was absolutely impressed of their information, and especially how fast the information was given. It was given in such a tempo, such a speed, that when I came home, I really didn't remember anything. But I was impressed by the speaker. And I can see this often, it happens often, that we go to seminars, we go to find sources how to earn money because we think money cures our life, money is all what it is, and then we try it, but we don't succeed. And why don't we succeed? We don't succeed because we don't feel worthwhile. We don't have the money consciousness. Now, the excitement of the seminar brought an excitement in the people who left, in the participants. But the excitement that it really came from within, that it uplifted their consciousness and my consciousness. I mean, for a couple of days, I really was into money and I thought I can do it too. But it was more the charisma of the speaker, the excitement of the speaker than the information. So is money really something which makes my life happy? Well, we have a couple of people who call and say, well, how can I be independently wealthy? You say this is the perfect statement to have money and to be wealthy, to say I'm independently wealthy. And then there comes my bill, and then comes the letter from the counselor, from the financial counselor. There come all the information about my account, and you know, I don't dare to open them. And I say, well, if you live in fear and anxiety that you don't have money, well, that's sure what you will experience. So fear is nothing else than an imagination, and that imagination is based on that I'm not worth of the money. Now, we have a lot of goals in our mind where we think, well, I feel wealthy, I feel rich, and these goals based on money, and they bring us in such an, I would say, wrong direction. I remember once I lived in a beautiful house in Switzerland, and we had our own garden and we had everything what we wanted, but we wanted a big apartment and we wanted it overlooking the Lake of Lugano with the surrounding mountains, and we thought that was the most beautiful dream we could ever have. have, and it costed a lot of money. Well, we made it, we bought it, and we lived in it for many years. But after a couple of years, that was not enough anymore. We wanted it even bigger, larger. And you have a dream based on outer appearances, on an outer worth, on based on money. And suddenly I realized, hey, this doesn't fulfill me. This is nothing. This is only a show I'm giving. It's a game. My real dream was to be fulfilled from within. So, does money cure? We have a student who recently came here to the campus, and she loved our courses, and she took the course, and she thought, when I'm going back, I want to follow my dream. Well, she went back to Switzerland with a heart filled of joy, thinking, well, I'm following my dream. But once she turned to her job, she returned to her job, she was anxious to lose it. Instead of saying, look, it's not that money what I'm earning there, it's important that I'm following my dream, she was anxious, and she says, well, for the moment, I want to be on my own. I want to think my thoughts and see how I can move on. Well, I see this girl finding her dream and following her dream, and not based on money, but I see it in her heart already fulfilled. And I think, for instance, of people who really became rich, and let's take from Apple Computer these two guys, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. They had no credentials. They had no credentials for IBM. They had not even finished their college. They were nothing, but they had a dream. And because they followed their dream, they became rich. And it's not the contrary to think first of the success of the money. It's first to think, what is my dream? How can I be happy and happy from within and live my life based on my divine self, of who and what I am? And then with determination, with that perseverance, with that strong will following that dream and stand up for who I am, for who we are. The desire, we have a good friend, he recently said to me, yes, Ellen, it always works. There were moments in my life, it seemed there was no money. And the young man, he's married with three children and practically babies. And he said, but I always speak my word and I believe it's there and there it is. Well, this young man has taken our course. He knows the principle. He lives the principle. And even if the appearance sometimes says, no, there's a little on my bank account, believing in who I am, that brings forth the results. So is money a cure? I would say the only cure which is within myself, believing in myself and knowing that I am the master, that I'm the creator of my world, and that everything is in divine order when I am peace. And I say, peace, peace, peace. And so it is.
I know. My world is a song. They have a sprichwort. proverb in German which says, where they sing, that's the place where you settle without anxiety.
Which is what?
Settle.
Where there's,
settle down.
Where there's things.
Where they sing.
Oh, where they sing.
Where they sing. Yes, sing like a song.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really true, because whenever you hear somewhere out of a window at a house where you pass by, or anywhere you hear people sing, you instantly feel at home, you feel at ease. It's very comforting. And singing has always been a very important part in my life. I've been singing as a child lots and lots, and together with my sister too. And we used to wash the dishes and sing. And one time I remember her teacher came to visit my parents in the evening, and he was just such a very, very lovely man, and we all liked him very much. My sister and I were already in bed, and then we said to each other, come, let's sing a song. And so we were there in bed, and we were just singing away, and it was very, very special. And then actually my parents the next day said, oh, you know, Lehrer Leuenberger, he was so, so delighted to hear you girls sing. He said, that is so special and so rare. He has seldom heard that in families where girls sing in bed. And I just remember that it was just very special. And it did continue. Later on, when I was, for example, when I was in England, in South Wales, in a convent, we were two girls there as half volunteers. We were half a day we were working, and half a day we were learning English. And so I was there with Erica, another Swiss girl, and we did the same thing. When we did the dishes of, there were about, I'm sure, 200 girls in that boarding school, and we did the dishes, and we used to sing and to sing, and time passed by just so very quickly, and it was really, and Erica, she always sang the harmony, which made it sound so really nice. And sometimes one of the nuns came in and taught us an English song, and it was lovely. When I was 14, I remember I thought that I had a real lovely voice, and I listened to the radio, and then when I was alone at home, I would sing. I would sing, for example, Lisasia's song, Oh My Papa, which was very, very famous at that time. And I thought that just sounded like a star. And the joy of singing, now I only understand why it is so uplifting, because singing is like laughing. It changes the vibrations in my body. It does something to the chemistry in my body. It's uplifting. It's relaxing, it's releasing, and that's, I think, why you should settle down with people who sing, because they have the good vibrations around them. And singing, at that time, naturally, I sang everything just as it came out of the songbook, you know, just with the words that came with it. And I didn't give it a second thought, because for me, singing was the important thing. The words were never very important to me. They only became important when I came to the University of Healing and knew that thoughts and words are things, and started to be more careful of what I was saying and what I was singing. And happily, we have here the joy songs, which are have positive words, and still all the famous and beautiful melodies that go with it. And I have started also again to sing my affirmations on the path, because somehow I feel it's just more powerful for me when I sing them. And that reminds me of one of our friends who sometimes calls in for treatment. She said, you know, I say these affirmations, and I say these affirmations that you tell me and recommend to me, but in the back of my mind, it always tells me, but you are not there, and this is not yet so, and you just say so, and it's hard to really believe what I'm saying. And I said, okay, why don't you try to sing your affirmations? You see, your consciousness doesn't object to singing, and because the words are secondary, because the melody carries the words with it, and your consciousness doesn't even know what they are, but they sink in. So she said, that's a good idea. She said, I'm anyhow wanting to train to learn to sing again, because people tell me I can't carry a tune in a basket. So one of my goals is to learn to sing again. And next time when she called, she said, you know what, together with my friend Marjorie, we sit down and we write songs to with the affirmations we know to all these beautiful and famous melodies. And it works. It's really fun. My world is a song, because when I sing who I am and affirm who I am with the song, the whole world vibrates to manifest that which I am, that which I sing, that which I think and speak my word for. And so it is.
Good morning. I am Inga. My talk is Stay Focused in the Now. I stay focused in the now because it brings me good results. But being focused in the now is a magical quality of being in the moment, living in the moment, living in first person, present tense, positive, as I do here in the Absolute Monastery. This is a bit of wisdom of which I keep in my consciousness, and it is very good. As I am focused in the now, I do it on my daily work, I gain remarkable benefits. And this is a success for myself. And I can say I am worthy of it. Yes, I am. Because it is my creation, and as I used to be focused on what I'm doing. One of the benefits is also that I am calm, I am relaxed, and more efficient. I know that who I am and that I can do everything I choose to do. Another benefit is that I am a person pleasant in the company of the colleagues. I enjoy my work more now. And this all is something that I radiate outside of myself, outwards of myself. And I have the result. Because whatever goes out comes back. So good words go out, good words come back, like an echo. Or I throw a stone into the pond and the little ripples come back. So all what goes out comes back. I am also an attentive listener, and this is a simple way of sharpening my learning curve. I focused my attention on typing a letter to a prospective student. With every word that I see on the screen of the computer, I enfold him with my love and blessing. I know that the outline of the philosophy I share with him is that spiritual development he is searching for. I realize that it is fun to ponder about what I do right at this very moment, and know that whatever marvelous surprises I have is my own creation. It is the effect of the thoughts I think and the causes I put into motion, and the result I experience at the right moment, the right day and time, and for my convenience and enjoyment. For instance, there is our big motor home, and we go to the doggy beach where the dogs can run, meet other dogs, I meet other people and friends, and so it is a great fun and have great talks. I have a wonderful feeling walking barefoot on the dry or wet sand along the beach. I like to observe the seagulls, how they fly, dive for a fish, and sit on a rock. It is a great spectacular, and I am one with them in flying high with the marvelous ups and downs they present free without strings to me. Learn that it is greatness. The greatness of joy is in the anticipation of an event. An open potluck with the neighbors at the meditation center. The guests say, yes, yes, we come. Well, thank you very much. It was nice. We are delighted. I come, and the result is that they change their mind and just a few arrive. Even some were not invited, but welcomed upon their arrival. But I had fun in the anticipation of thinking about who would come and how I would receive them and what it would be fun in sharing my ideas and with them and listening to them what they had to say. Always being focused. In this way, I am open and receptive to listen within and notice the benefit I have in accepting the proposal for going to the cinema, or rather, taking a walk under the green trees in the park, around the lake, having a refreshment, an uplifting exchange of ideas about the performance of new computers. All is being focused on what is of my interest to me. Giving attention to events that happened in the past is for me a deviation of the presence, though I do my best in keeping up with all that is in the moment, what I can hear now and what I can use now in the progress of what there is. Though I continue and stress to everybody, be focused in the now and the success is at the doorstep of your house.
Stop.